Okay, it's a Tuesday. What's the name? Tuesday night. Yeah. Early on Vav Adar, the 14th or maybe 15th Shir. Chavis Halavis, Shar HaBechina. So we learned Perek Aleph. We're at the end of Perek Aleph of Shar HaBechina. Perek Aleph talked about just the basic obligation of what we're talking about. We're talking about examining nature, not just nature really, we'll see the scope is everything in the Bria, whether it's nature or history or events or just things that are in the Bria, that to see Hashem's existence in them, to realize that there's a master planner and designer, to see Hashem's chachma and power, and to see Hashem's kindness in everything that he does. And so that's the basic idea. He talked about, he makes a point of why there's diversity in nature. Why there's so much diversity? Why do we need so many subspecies of cockroaches for? Why do we need so many kinds of apples for? Why do we need apples and oranges for? Just make, you know, whatever works. Why do you need an apple and an orange and a plum and an apricot and a grapefruit and a grape and a tangerine? Like, what do you need all this for? And if you know anything, you know how there's species and subspecies and subspecies. It's mind-boggling. What do you need all that for? In fact, it would tend to make someone think that there's a different power for each type of thing. That's what maybe on a superficial level you would think Echad would produce Echad. So there's a danger in all this diversity. So he answers that the reason for the diversity, the Chavis Halavos says, is that because Adarabba, something that would be the same, and you know, and there wouldn't be any diversity, it would feel as if it's hechrech, it's automatic, it's built into the teva. And one might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is also like just hooked into that teva. But if you see so much diversity, so obviously there's like Bechira Chofshis, he calls it. So obviously there's someone's deciding to do this and to do that, and to birds should have wings, and animals should feed their young this way, and eggs should feed their young that way, and it gives you an appreciation of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochol. That's what he says. Rabbi Avigdor Miller in his Sefer, Zatzal in his Sefer, and Chavis Halavos brings down a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah that says another reason for this same phenomena. So it's kedai to say over, and that is that it makes you wake up. If, you know, you pass a fruit store, so if all they had was, you know, the same red apples every day, so you would, you know, you wouldn't notice it after a while. But if you pass by a fruit store and you see all this and that, and all these colors, and all these different types of fruits and vegetables, and all these different types of food, and this, so it, at least, Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, so it awakens you. It awakens you to the fact that there's a Borei, and so it makes you, it gets your attention. Okay, the Chavis Halavos says further, Velokim Yodea, he says, really it's not so clear. Hashem knows, Im ba'avura lo hayu kol habrios b'dmus achas u'tmuna achas. If this is truly the reason, what I'm saying, v'hadin no saying ba'avur zeh, and therefore it's understandable, hishtanu simoni ha'chochma ba'bruim. But really, v'chochmoso yisbarach na'ala mehasig, it's really too sublime for us. Achzochanu echad mehabiponim, maybe this is a possible mahalach. Shlo iganu aleihem. Maybe others, there's other mahalachim that we don't, that we haven't, you know, that we're not aiming on. V'lo yisala chochma ha'magas, everything is, Hashem is the ultimate chochma, v'en alo akimi baladov, and this is part of like he does what he wants. And, you know, so we don't really know why he does anything, but we make certain suggestions that maybe give us some inkling, or at least what we can gain out of it. We now go on to Perek Sheni, just the beginning of Perek Sheni is, ach im onu chayovim livchom bebruim emlav. Is this an obligation, or is it just something you do in your spare time? If you feel like it, maybe it's only for tzaddikim, maybe it's for the Mishuras Hadin. Nomar, we will say, ki habachinu babruim, examining the bria, avos rayim mehem, l'chokhma sabori yisborach, anu chayovim bo. We're absolutely obligated to do this. It's not a nice thing, of the Mishuras Hadin, or for tzaddikim, it's an obligation. And then he has his tripod that he built in the Hakdama to the Sefer. Min HaMuskol, it's common sense. Umin HaKosov, and from the Psukim. Umin HaKabbalah, and from Torah Sheba'al Peh. Okay, we'll stop here.